over and we're all alone. We'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches, regular Joes rocking the boat. That's us, the Redneck Yacht Club.
I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, the number of people injured in the Boulder firebombing attack at a Jewish rally has gone up.
Now up to 15, plus a dog as well. The age is now 25 to 88 years old. Most of them are minor injuries. Two are critically injured. They are still getting treatment for burns that they received in this, but...
ABC's Alex Stone. Suspect Mohammed Solomon will be back in court tomorrow to face additional charges. Federal prosecutors in California announcing the arrest they say is linked to the Palm Springs fertility clinic car bombing last month. Daniel Park of Washington State is accused of providing material support, including chemicals, federal prosecutors say, to a terrorist. The primary suspect, Guy Bartkus, died in the blast. President Trump in a social media post says he spoke briefly with Russia's President Vladimir Putin today and says the Russian leader signaled he'll have to respond to Ukraine's recent strikes on Russian military airfields. This is ABC News. The U.S. and Israeli-backed aid group that took over food and aid distribution in Gaza has suspended operations for 24 hours, it says, to review its logistics plan. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation admits that they were not prepared for the masses of people at their sites and the chaos that's led to injuries and deaths when Israeli forces have fired what it calls warning shots into the crowd. Here's ABC's Ian Pannell.
Part of the problem is that you've still got thousands, tens of thousands of people having to travel by foot across Gaza through designated routes, but it's an active war zone. These are highly dangerous areas, and people are having to travel at night because the aid sites open at 0500 in the morning.
The UN calling for an independent investigation. Severe storms packed with wind and rain targeting the Midwest today with flash flood alerts posted and that smoke drifting further into the U.S. from Canadian wildfires. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and my guy, it's time to talk. Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, to keep everything together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year. Men are also less likely to seek therapy than women, which means depression among men often goes underdiagnosed. If you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Talk to someone, anyone, a therapist, a friend, a loved one, because real strength comes from being honest about what you're carrying and doing something about it. Therapy can help you find your way, and BetterHelp makes it easy to start. Take a short online quiz and connect with a qualified therapist from the privacy of home. Every man deserves better. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. At the Capitol, Democrats propose a safe summer package of gun safety measures. Representative Sheila Stubbs of Madison says too many guns fall into the hands of young people.
Just 2 weeks ago, one of my relatives was critically injured in Beloit and had to be med right here to Madison, and he is still fighting for his life. He's only 17 years old and was shot by a 15-year-old.
Bills include universal background checks on all gun purchases, reinstating a 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchases, red flag laws to allow law enforcement to take guns from persons deemed a risk to themselves and others, and restrictions on so-called ghost guns. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation warns of a new phishing scam.
Consumers are receiving texts which claim to be from the State Division of Motor Vehicles. The phishing texts warn of a final notice or an unpaid traffic violation and attempts to get you to click on fraudulent links or reveal personal information. To avoid falling victim, be suspicious of demands for money or urgency. Never share personal info with unsolicited emails or messages, and never engage with a suspicious caller or click on any links in a text message. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
While school is out for the summer, Wisconsin kids and families who rely on school meals have options to keep healthy and fed. Amanda Cullen with the State Department of Public Instruction says schools and nonprofits across Wisconsin are running summer meal programs.
We have public and private school food authorities, residential, public and private nonprofit summer camps, colleges and universities. There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find a summer food program near you online at dpi.wi.gov.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. If your bathroom is due for a remodel, why not get what you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
This is the spot the industry returns to every June to talk about the latest innovations in animal nutrition, animal health, pork policy, trade, and of course, to sample some of the products produced by America's hog farmers.
Live from Capital City, USA, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Brian Arnold. Then it's a special edition World Pork Expo edition of the Farmer Forum with panelists Chad Lehman and Nathan Schroeder. Then we welcome Aaron Juergens and Kyle Boddy. Later, Dr. Matt Ritter. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lowry.
All right, Davis. Hey, buddy, here we are. Welcome to Des Moines, Iowa, the World Pork Expo. It's back, baby.
Capital City, USA. How does
it
feel?
It feels good.
Does it?
It feels good to be down here. Yeah, kind of a little chilly morning, which is perfect for down here.
Sure.
They did get the varied industries building cooled off.
All right, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I walked in here early this morning, it felt like, hey, look out, this is going to be a hot one all day long. Yeah. But they've done a nice job. And we're in the Varied Industries building down here, booth 785. Look for the Farm Journal pork sign and come on in here and have a conversation. We got to give a big thank you to United Animal Health for sponsoring this morning's show at the World Pork Expo. And for making it possible for us to bring you coverage from Des Moines. They've already served breakfast down here, Davis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know that is something that you're going to be looking for reports on. And,
I'm a fan of breakfast.
It's tough work. It's tough work, but I'm going to do what I can to make sure that we do a decent job of reporting sampling down here, okay?
I appreciate that, and I know the listeners have a lot to gain from your perspective here, because the whole point is to get pork on the plate. Am I right, my brother?
You've got that exactly right.
Yeah. And
let's do it in a way that benefits that hog the most we possibly can, the people that are producing it, and the consumers that are consuming it. So, got it.
That's outstanding.
All right, fantastic. Let's go ahead and get to the news.
You bet. The National Weather Service is looking for scattered to numerous severe thunderstorms, expanding further east each day from the southern high plains to the Tennessee and lower Ohio valleys today through Saturday. Heavy to excessive rainfall may bring flooding to parts of the Four Corners and the desert southwest area. Coastal Carolinas and Midwest regions also look out today. Wildfire smoke will continue unhealthy air quality in the Midwest today.
Yeah, got some showers from central Missouri up through central Illinois and into Michigan happening right now. But, yeah, I don't think they need a whole lot more rain in that Ohio River Valley. I think they've had enough now.
You bet. Well, corn and soybean futures built on Tuesday's gains during the overnight session, while wheat also rebounded from recent losses. The U.S. dollar index and front-month crude oil futures were both nearly steady ahead of the open here at mid-morning. I've got corn a few cents higher. Look at there. Beaners are higher. How do you like it?
Yeah, winter wheat contracts are mixed right now. Spring wheat's trying to work to the upside. But, boy, look over there at the live cattle trade. Yep. And we've got the buyers back in that market. And on the lean hog side of things, just that June contract under pressure, everything else is trading higher.
Well, Chip, the U.S. officially imposed 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, doubling the previous rate. The sweeping measure affects all countries except for the United Kingdom, significantly intensifying trade tensions with major allies and trading partners. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt on Tuesday said the administration expects to announce new trade deals soon, as the Office of the U.S. Trade Rep has set a deadline of today for countries negotiating over threatened U.S. tariffs. They need to submit their final and best offers. The deadline affects multiple ongoing talks, including with close allies and top trading partners, the U.K., Japan, India, the European Union. According to officials, failure to meet USTR's terms could trigger a whole new round of tariffs.
Yeah. Chaos and confusion. We've been talking about that all along. That's one of the things that he wants to continue to keep in front of, include as part of the negotiations, keep everybody on their toes here. That's what he's doing.
Well, Chip, President Trump said Chinese President Xi Jinping is tough and, quote, extremely hard to make a deal with, just days after he and other U.S. officials accused China of violating an agreement to roll back tariffs and trade restrictions. Trump's comments suggest growing frustration within the White House as China's top trade official, Vice Premier He Lifeng, delays the implementation of key export reforms promised under the earlier Geneva framework.
Yeah, hard to believe that Xi is difficult to negotiate with.
He may say the same thing about Mr. Trump, you know, they got a thing going there.
That's right, that's right.
Well, USDA released its outlook for U.S. ag trade this week without the usual accompanying commentary that explains the economic drivers behind its forecasts. Yeah. According to a Politico report, the omission followed internal disagreements over forecast language, particularly the projected trade deficit. That's in a state of flux, isn't it, Chip?
Yeah, and more confusion and chaos right there.
The Senate Ag Panel on Tuesday approved its version of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, making a major step toward restoring whole milk as a reimbursable option in federally funded school meal programs. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley noted, quote, whole and 2% milk are packed with flavor and critical nutrients. It was a mistake for our government to take these options away from our kids. Thankfully, he says, the Senate Ag Committee taking steps to right that wrong. Chip.
All right. Thank you, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Good morning, Chip.
I can't hardly believe this, but the state of Illinois is cutting through some red tape on applicator processing.
Yeah, I was catching up with my friend KJ Johnson. So he's the executive director of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, and he's celebrating a big win going through the Illinois legislature. I know Davis was updating on the federal front here, focusing on some state regulations and licensing. And this is a bill that's going to be headed to Governor Pritzker's desk. He's got 90 days to sign it, but it will change the process for pesticide applicator licensing. So currently there's about 36,000 registered pesticide applicators in the state of Illinois. 11,000 of those are farmers themselves. The rest are commercial applicators from agriculture and other industries. But what the big change could be will be that instead of the full exam every 3 years, folks will be able to do continuing education credits every year. Great opportunity to stay not only up to date with really timely topics, but also it's just a format that folks in this industry have been asking for years. And as Johnson explained to me, this was an opportunity to get it done. This passed the Illinois Senate 50-4.
Wow.
In the Illinois House, 116-0. And as KJ said, it's not every day that he gets to play offense instead of defense in the Illinois State Legislature. So an ag bill with a big state gain coming out of Illinois for our pesticide applicators.
That is incredible to get that kind of bipartisan support for something like this in the state of Illinois. That's pretty incredible stuff, Margie. And it's good news because it's what the industry wants, right?
It was industry initiative that led to this bill being introduced, and something that I think those folks will come to enjoy. Now, time frame, implementation coming in 2027, even though it'll be enacted in 26 once the governor signs it.
Excellent. Thank you, Margie. That is Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. We are going to continue our coverage from the World Pork Expo. We got a farmer forum coming your way next.
At United Animal Health, we all share a love for animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the source you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com. What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Veterans, if you were impacted...
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
AgriTalk is brought to you by United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Visit United Animal Health at booth V535.
Welcome back to the World Pork Expo. I am Chip. We are broadcasting live from the Farm Journal booth down here in the Varied Industries building. Big thank you to United Animal Health for sponsoring this morning's show and making it possible for us to bring you coverage from Des Moines. With that in mind, let's go ahead and make time for this industry spotlight. joining us now, Brian Arnold, Senior Production Manager of Direct Fed Microbials at United Animal Health. Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Hey, going great, Chip. Thanks for having us. I'm excited to be here.
Glad that you are here. What's new? What's new at United Animal Health?
Yeah, it's an exciting time at United Animal Health. We're, you know, continuing to work with our U.S. pork producers on, you know, helping them maximize profitability opportunities when they're there. We do that in a number of ways. Obviously, research is core to our business. Yeah. And so sharing our research learnings and helping our customers understand what levers can be pulled and how that may impact profitability at the right time is something that we certainly focus on. And so continue to focus there. You know, secondly, I think also, Chip, we're continuing to invest in research capabilities in a time where maybe some are scaling back. It's core to our business, core to our, who we are. Mr. John Swisher, our founder, really believed in making sure our products are backed by strong research. And so we're building the barn of the future. We're equipping a research facility with technology that can really help our help us in understanding what we can provide the industry in terms of leadership and in areas of technology and research. I think the third area in terms of what's new is we continue to focus on how we can help our customers manage health challenges.
Yeah.
And so we talk a lot about these complex health challenges, particularly co-infections, where we got more than one pathogen impacting health. That's an area that we continue to focus on and really try to bring understanding and help to our customers.
Okay. Real quick, specific to the health issues, you mentioned the co-infections, but what else do you see happening out there?
Right. So, you know, when we look at the U.S. swine industry and really the global swine industry, one thing we consistently hear is, you know, help us to improve health. And when you dig a little deeper there, we see that oftentimes through some pathogen surveillance projects that we use with our PathConnex microbial surveillance platform, we continue to see that there's always more than one pathogen that's impacting health. And so really trying to dig deeper and bring a greater understanding and a greater clarity of factors influencing health is where we focus. And then from there, we try to identify, okay, what are some strategies that we can use to help with our customers, whether that's management practices or particularly through some of our products, our nutrition offering, and really help customers navigate those challenges.
Excellent, Brian. Go to unitedanh.com for more.
That's it.
Unitedanh.com. Brian, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again later.
All right. Thank you, Chip.
All right. Brian Arnold, Senior Production Manager of Direct Fed Microbials at United Animal Health. Let's get this Farmer Forum going. Here's a familiar voice, Chad Lehman from Illinois. How are you, Chad?
Good morning, Chip. Great to see you.
It's good to see you. Give us a crop update. What's the latest?
Corn should be worth $3, I think, if Central Illinois is any indication, because the corn and beans are off to a great start.
Good.
I think the last time we talked, I mentioned the same thing. And another 2.5 inches of rain last night, which was a godsend. We needed it. And so, yeah, I'm thankful. It's good.
Good, good, good. Stands look good. Man, you're looking at, when you're talking about this crop, you're thinking this is one that we can give a little extra to get everything that we can out of it.
Yeah, I think that's what farmers are thinking in our area is let's really care for it. Let's throw some extra inputs at it and see what we can do. So stands, beans were really strong. Corn looks good. And most guys are running through side dressing now and post-herbicide passes.
All right. We've got Aaron Juergens from Iowa. What part of Iowa here, Aaron?
I'm West Central, Carroll.
Yeah, the big town of.
Yep, definitely. The beautiful town of Carroll, so lots going on. So.
Exactly. What's the crop situation your way?
We're good. Same thing. We got all the rain all across Iowa. So, I mean, you know, obviously we won't turn down a rain, but it was a beautiful rain. And we've, you know, this is the second rain we've gotten the last, you know, 2 or 3 days. So things are looking good. We got the heat units earlier in the week, so. A warm weather really pushed things along. I think we're sitting in a really good spot.
Did you get everything out of this last system that you thought you would? Because up in northeast Iowa, you know, we were supposed to get somewhere in the 1.25 inches, 1.5 inches, something like that. Got a tenth.
It rained all day, so it was good.
You got everything you thought you were going to get. All right. Chad, let's talk pig business. What's the last thing you did to improve your pig operation?
We continue to deal with health challenges. I think, you know, industry-wide, PRRS and PED, it's been a rough March, April, May. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to say that we've really fixed some things. And I mean, despite all the biosecurity we throw at these farms,
yeah,
we still struggle with it. And so, you know, our finishing barns are full, but they're also full of more expensive weaned pigs than what we thought we were going to stock them with.
Yeah. Yep. Those disease issues, Aaron. I mean, Iowa's kind of the PRRS capital of the world, it feels like. If that's a problem that we need to get under control, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been consistently a problem. I mean, it's been going on for 20 years, and it's always pops up at the worst time possible, it seems like. And, you know, it's always something to always have to work through, do our best practices daily on everything, starting from the sow farm all the way to making sure your washing's clean, to having, you know, HIPAA, you know, every, you know, the vets on board and the caretakers, and, you know, just throwing everything at it to make it work. You know what I mean? So, and there's profitability today. So it's like, you have to make sure you get throughput on every part of the operation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I think about PRRS in Iowa, sometimes I think the only way that we're going to get over this is with the PIC genetics and the resistance to PRRS in the gene editing. There, that's what I was trying to come up with. What's your what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it's just another part of the process. You know what I mean? So just like, we don't know where that's going to head. You know what I mean? So it sounds wonderful. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it could be part of the solution. You know what I mean? So like, it's really hard to say there's going to be one thing that's going to be a magic bullet. You know what I mean? So like, you don't know where you're going to end up with trade issues. You know what I mean? Things that we don't know how things are going to play out long term. Like, I hope it's that easy. Well, that'd be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be something?
So, but you just. I don't think life's that easy sometimes.
Yeah, right. Chad, your thoughts there?
Yeah, no, I agree, Aaron. It's a process, and it's like, you know, we struggled with corn borer for years. We struggled with corn rootworm for years, and then all of a sudden through technology and genetically modified organisms, we were able to get past that. Right. But there are other challenges that pop up, and we'll deal with it.
Yep. Chad, you know, the big picture issues that are out there, what's occupying your think time?
Marketing is always is always occupying a lot of my time, and just looking at the margins that are out there for the next 4 or 5 quarters look very healthy.
Yeah.
And if we can keep pigs healthy, there's good margins and keeps us in business. So that always is kind of forefront in my mind of what we can do to protect that.
Right. Aaron, you, big picture issues?
Yeah, and then the wonderful news is, you know, JBS came in with that sow plant, you know what I mean? So, that's not checklist space on the marketing, but it's just when you see somebody drop $135 million in Iowa, that gives you a good feeling.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, like, they see something also. So, you know, when we're going back to our farms, like, when we got to make that investment in a new barn, new technology, or what the next thing is going to be, when you see a major player making a big splash in Iowa like that, and that's just the start. You know, there's going to be further processing down the road. It kind of gives you a breath of fresh air saying, hey, we're in this for the long term.
Aaron, the American consumer has never been more meat hungry than what it is right now. Do you see that?
Yeah, and that's, you know, we came out with our new slogan, Taste What Pork Can Do. You know what I mean? So we're trying to hit it on all cylinders. You know what I mean? So we got a large geographic population in the United States, and trying to hit all those consumer trends, it's a big undertaking, but like trying to get on everybody's plate. We want to be center cut, we want to be on the pizzas, we want to be the breakfast, we're trying to hit everything, and then just with all the different parts of the nation, and then, you know, working on international demand. I mean, it takes a lot to make things work.
The other piece to this, Chip, is what's it cost you to buy ribeyes right now?
Exactly.
And so it plays right into our hand right now, when they're going to go drop 12 or 13 for a ribeye versus 3 or 4 for a pork chop. So I think that's helping us out on that end.
Yeah, and, you know, you can do it even cheaper than that if you buy the whole loin, cut them yourself. It's pretty amazing. We don't have a lot of time left here, guys, but, Chad, your thoughts on trade issues?
I'm still in favor of continuing to press into this, and the administration continues to. We'll see what shakes out, but it sure created volatility, and we're trying to take advantage of that.
Yep. Aaron, go Trump, go, or pull him back?
Every whoever we work with, we got to keep long-term focus, you know what I mean? So it's like we had the Vietnamese in town on Monday, signed the MOUs. We're trying to get into that population, 300 million people, Indonesia, Vietnam. We had good, you know, green shoots shooting here earlier this week. We need to get into these new export markets, continue to develop some that we had, and the strong relationships we have with Mexico, and even Japan. We got to keep focused on our good customers, all new customers, and just be wide open for everything.
Well,
the world is growing, so we need to be everywhere.
Well said. Well said. Aaron, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate your time in here, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Chad, it's good to see you again as well.
Likewise. Thanks, Chip.
All right. Excellent. That's Aaron Juergens, pork producer here in Iowa. Chad Lehman from Illinois. We'll be back with more coverage from the World Pork Expo next.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start, grow, finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk down 31 to 1891, August down 12 to 1918, September down 11 to 1928, October down 9 at 1912. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher today as the market's hopeful that fundamental support will arise later this week. Even though no cash cattle trade has developed and boxed beef prices are mixed, there's some short covering involved as well. Hog markets moving mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month, which is at resistance levels. But strong cash prices and an improvement in consumer demand, hogs are moving mostly higher. June live cattle up 225 to 218.22. August feeder cattle up 270 to 303.92. June hogs down 15 cents to 100.07. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. Weather's the key today, with forecast models hinting that a high-pressure ridge will build into the central U.S. around the middle of June. That would provide warmer and drier weather. And that was just enough of an excuse for some of the funds and traders to cover short positions to move prices higher. July corn up 2.5 to 441. New crop up 5.5 to 444. July beans up 5.5 to 1046 and a quarter. New crop up 4.25 to 1025 and three quarters. July wheat up 7.25 to 543 and a quarter.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. AgriTalk is brought to you by Champion Seed. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the World Pork Expo down in Des Moines. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Big thank you to United Animal Health for making it possible for us to bring you coverage from the World Pork Expo down here in Des Moines. We're going to continue the Farmer Forum, but we've kind of shuffled the deck here a bit. We've got Nathan Schrader from Ohio in with us. Nathan, how you doing?
Good, Chip. Thanks for having me here.
Excellent. Okay, are you in the wet areas over there? Or are you outside it?
We got done farming April 30th, about 11 o'clock at night. We were very lucky. We got everything in. Right in our little general area, we're 95% done.
Really?
Before March or May 1st. Then it started raining last week. Friday, people started turning some wheels again.
Yeah.
We're probably close to the 100% now after today.
All right.
And we're supposed to get a little bit of rain here coming in tomorrow. So
has the crop come up enough to get a good idea of what you really got?
We got some pretty good looking stuff. That stuff that was planted,
good.
You know, back in the beginning, you know, the corn, she's probably 6-7 inches tall now. And we finally got some heat this week. You know, it's been so cold, so she should start taking that nitrogen up pretty good and start running. So the soybeans look good. The wheat looks good. So, you know, knock on wood, we might have a good year if we get some prices to stay up.
Yeah, cool, cool. So the wet areas must be south of you?
There are some north, south of us, east and west. I mean, we just, by the grace of God, we were in a little pocket. We got it done. And
good for you.
Thankful we did.
Good for you. That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, Kyle Beatty, hog producer in Nebraska. How you doing, Kyle?
Great.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So what part of Nebraska?
I live south of Lincoln, about 45 minutes. So
south of Lincoln.
Yeah, right in the corner, about 20 miles from the Kansas border. So
what town?
Plymouth is the address, but it's about 350 people. Beatrice is about 14.5, bigger the town. So.
Gotcha. Absolutely. That's, you know, that's my crop tour area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm very familiar with the layout down there. So how's things looking?
Good. Well, I mean, it depends probably who you ask. We've been pretty, a lot of variation, I would say. I mean, around us, it was been fairly dry, truthfully. So it was catch 22. It was good getting crops in because there was no holdups. I mean, nothing really mudding up or breaking you down. You go an hour west, man, they got water sitting in fields and they've had to replant. And so I would say it depends. You go even 25 miles one week, friends of ours had 4 inches of rain and we had a half an inch.
Oh, geez.
So it's a big difference.
Oh, man. Crazy.
So, but stands, there's a little variation just because we've been so dry through, you know, the spring and last winter, just with stuff breaking down. And but I would say similar to what his report was, 95 to 100% all in, except for at least around us, the guilty culprits that never seem to get stuff in. So maybe that's just our part of the world. But
you get it in early, you can get it in twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if those rains are falling to the west, all that irrigation ground down there to the west of you, it's probably just kind of sitting
It hasn't ran. I mean, we ran our pivot just to get stuff up out of the ground a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we had, never fails. It's good, dry, put it in, and then the one rain we got just pounded it into the ground so it could come up. So we circled it around one time and came up, and I don't know, maybe a little shorter than it's been in years past, but hey, it's up.
Yeah,
so that's all. Now we'll see what summer brings.
That's right. That's right. Good. Good. Let's talk pig business here, Nathan. What's the last thing you did to improve your pig business?
We've kept purrs out of the barn for a few months here.
Okay,
but
there's no way that he knew this. There's no way that he knew this. But when I asked Chad Lehman the same question, the same answer.
Was it?
It was exactly the same answer.
Well, I just got word this morning. There's a farm down the road from us that broke with a pretty nasty strain. So
perfect.
Perfect for something. I don't know what. Hopefully it's, you know, we're close enough. Our biosecurity issues, you know, obviously, you know, they become heightened at this point in time. But nobody control winds and traffic driving around. So hopefully we can keep them out of the nurseries and the finishing barns. It's just devastating when they get into it. I don't know. For those of you who have dealt with it, you completely understand what I'm saying.
What about you, Kyle? What's the last thing that you've done to improve your pig business?
The last thing that I would have done is I work probably more of the show pig sector thing. So yeah. We're always looking to improve genetics, bring in sires, different lines, formulate that way. That would be, we're on the cusp of heading into breeding season for the Midwest show pig breeding season. So we're always looking to gain an advantage over the next guy, on what we can utilize to make our product better than our neighbor. And
yep,
of course.
You want to talk about competition. I mean, guys like to think that there's competition in show cattle. There's as much in show.
Oh, yeah. So it's funny. When you're younger, you think about how, we'll grow up and mature. And now we don't mature. We just have more money to throw at stuff.
Throw it. Fun with it.
Yeah. So now we get to play around with it and be big kids.
I guess.
So, and it's. You talk about bragging rights, and the show pig aspect has changed exponentially in comparison to when I grew up in it and how it's continued to evolve. But the competition, and it's almost a sport, per se. And now you go to weekend jackpots, and it's kind of like you tailgate and, your buddy, but when it's game time, it's – you're okay if they trip and fall on their face.
Yeah, I gotcha. And, just very seriously here, what's happening in the show pig industry or herd, what's happening in the show cattle industry, it's giving us some insight into what some of the potential is on the genetic side.
Oh, 100%.
It's research in my mind. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Let's talk bigger picture issues, okay, Nathan? You were talking about PRRS, and we've, PIC with their gene editing. Is that something that you feel like we, as an industry, need to get behind?
I fully believe that. We as a people, I think there's a few groups that we're going to be broken down into. The ones that are just no, we're against that. The ones that are 100% for it. The ones right in the middle said, well, whatever you need to do.
Right.
One thing that we're good at in this country is saying, we'll believe in the science.
Yep.
We're grounded in science.
Yeah.
If I agree with it.
Yes.
We have to, we can go back to COVID. We can go back to everything. There's a lot of people say, well, I trusted this. That's fine.
Yep.
That's great. We trust one thing that's grounded in science. We have to learn to trust everything.
Yeah.
My son's floating around here somewhere.
Yep.
I care about what he eats.
Yep.
I care about what you eat. I care about what our consumers eat.
Yep.
We don't, as an industry, we don't want to do harm to anything. That's why there's so much study, and that's why there's so much science behind our decisions.
Okay, and what you're talking about there, you're sliding over to the MAHA Commission report there is what you're doing, Nathan. Yeah. Kyle, that MAHA Commission report, I know it's a concern for row crop producers because of the mention of glyphosate and atrazine in there, but the processed foods, I'm thinking about bacon, I'm thinking about pepperoni, I'm thinking about sausage. They're trying to put the kibosh to that out there too, Kyle. It's got to be a little concerning.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So, anytime you talk about our food supply, that's, people take notice.
Yeah, yeah. What's your thoughts on the MAHA report, Nathan?
There's a lot of stigma around the word glyphosate and keywords like that. And once again, go back to the being grounded in science, study, believe what they're telling us, because that's what their job is to do.
Right.
They're not out there to harm us, as much as some people think too. And, I still go back to my grandfather's that all they ate was pounds of bacon during the day and fried everything in lard. They were more fit than I was and lived long, probably going to live longer. So,
right.
So maybe it wasn't all so bad.
I hear you. I hear you. What about trade issues? We've got chaos and confusion out there in the world of trade. Does that concern you? Because trade is an important piece of this pork industry.
Oh, 100%. I mean, speaking from probably the more the show pig side of things, the trade directly affects the dollars that people have to play with, because there's, call it a hobby, I guess, for some. For us, it's how we raise our family, and we're not alone in that way of thinking. But I mean, it's supply and demand. If there's not this supply of cash for people to spend on a product, doesn't matter how good your product is.
That's right.
They're not going to buy it.
That's right. Nathan, your thoughts on these trade issues?
It's been very volatile in the markets the last few months, whether it's pig, beef, grains. It's I think Friday there's a meeting coming out with China, I believe.
Sometime this week.
Hopefully it's not bearish news, but bullish to neutral would be just fine. But hopefully there's some kind of, we're working on something or we have something, not, no, we're going to part our ways again.
Exactly. So,
which just decimate things again for a while.
Yep, exactly. All right, you guys. I tell you what, Kyle, when you take a look at the futures market out into the summer and fall months, there's some profitability there. I think guys ought to be looking at continuing the game.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt about it. Thanks for coming by, Kyle.
I appreciate it.
All right. Nathan, same to you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Chip.
All right. That is Nathan Schrader over in Ohio. Kyle Beatty from Nebraska here on the Farmer Forum. All right, coming up next, we're going to learn more about what is going on at United Animal Health. We've got Dr. Matt Ritter coming up next here on AgriTalk.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
The 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair is back July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. Experience 5 full days of rides, food, animals, free attractions, and family fun. Plus, the Line of Cougar Main Stage brings you Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets and details at NWSFA.com. Make it a summer to remember. We'll see you at the fair.
Remember the last time you had your picture taken? What was it the photographer said to make you smile? Cheese, one of our favorite foods. We put it on burgers and sandwiches, omelets and quiches, and we love to fondue. Say cheese.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month salute brought to you by Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls.
At SFB Security Financial Bank, our agricultural relationship managers don't just know about banking. They possess hands-on experience in the agriculture industry. With long-term expertise and first-hand knowledge of the industry, our staff has your agricultural banking needs covered. Contact us today to learn how we can help. Security Financial Bank, Black River Falls, Bloomer, Durand, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, and River Falls. Member FDIC.
Promises to overcome yield-threatening challenges, you might go with Big Seed. But if you're looking for real results, go local with Champion Seed. We know that what yields in one field may not be the right seed for the field across the road. That's why we test hundreds of traits and genetics every year to handpick a seed lineup that will perform. And we use local data to dial in on what grows best in your ground. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Hexagon, we are experts behind the world's most precise machines, from race cars and jets to tractors, sprayers, and combines. In the field, our technology provides farm equipment with sub-inch precision. Pass after pass, field after field, year after year. Anywhere you farm, anytime you need. We are guiding your equipment and maximizing your potential. Keep up with the agriculture evolution by trusting Hexagon in your fields. This is how Hexagon is empowering agriculture. See how at hexagon.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
AgriTalk is brought to you by United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Visit United Animal Health at booth V535.
Welcome back to AgriTalk here at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines. Again, a big thank you to United Animal Health for making our coverage from the World Pork Expo possible. Let's bring in Dr. Matt Ritter. Matt is the Senior VP for R&D at United Animal Health. Matt, it's good to see you. How are
you? Good to see you, Chip. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Pigs are profitable.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Absolutely. I love it. Hey, at a time when you look around the ag industry and you look at the livestock industry with what's happening in hogs, with what's happening in cattle, I think we can even throw dairy in there for the most part. Chickens, eh. And then you compare it to what's happening in the row crops. Boy, there's a big difference out there right now. But, boy, what's happening in livestock? We've got a strong industry going right now, don't we?
Yeah, the pork industry, we like the position we're in today.
Good, good. Okay, when Brian was on here earlier, he talked a little bit about co-infections.
Yeah.
It's a rising concern out there. What's really going on?
Well, when we sit down with producers and ask about the challenges they're facing, the headaches they have, a lot of times we'll hear about a PRRS break on a sow farm, or we got some E. coli challenges in the nursery. But when we take that next step and work with them on diagnostics, what we're finding is there's often more than one pathogen present. Our PathConnect disease surveillance studies show in 86% of the time in nursery pigs, there's more than one pathogen present. So instead of dealing with an E. coli problem, we're dealing with E. coli plus something.
Right.
So that something could be Clostridium perfringens, Salmonella, Strep suis, Rotavirus, PRRS, or even coccidiosis. So like your sticker on your shirt says, that creates a holy shike moment for our production system.
That's right. Yeah, no doubt. And it just makes it that much more difficult to effectively manage the health of those hogs.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Talk to me about the sow's microbiome and what it does for piglet success.
Yeah, so if we think about that example again of that producer struggling with E. coli in the nursery, and we go out there in the barns and wean pigs are being placed, we can find situations where pigs are coming into the barn off the trailer with scours.
Okay.
And we got to keep in mind that the sow is likely the source of disease transmission. But she also plays a huge role in influencing the microbiome of that piglet. So there's a challenge and an opportunity there with mom. So over the last couple of years at United Animal Health, we've really looked at setting up some trials to understand through nutrition or feed additives, are there things we can do to influence mom that can help set that piglet up for success in the nursery? And one of the key things we found is a feed additive called Provent ECL, which is a direct-fed microbial or probiotic. It's had some great success across a number of different situations. So if we look at it in high health, high performing sows and lactation, we see increased weaning weights. If we look at it under commercial sow farms, we're seeing reductions in pre-weaning mortality, reduced antibiotic usage. And then 18 months ago, our sow farm research farm broke with PERS 174, and we had an opportunity to look side by side control versus Provent ECL in the sows followed through to nursery, and we saw that Provent ECL reduced nursery mortality by about 3%.
That's a big difference right there, no doubt about it. There's a lot of the direct fed microbial products out there on the market. What makes the Provent ECL different?
Yeah, as we walk up and down these aisles here at Pork Expo, there's going to be a number of direct-fed microbials being showcased, and a lot of those are going to be 2 to 3 strain bacillus products that focus on feed efficiency and protection against Clostridium perfringens. What makes Provent ECL unique is it's a 6-strain product. Those strains were selected from high-performing pigs, and each of those 6 strains has different and unique mode of actions that are complementary. For example, we have strains in there to drive nutrient utilization and feed efficiency. We also have each one of these strains has different antimicrobial activities. And then we also have strains in there to boost the immune system during health challenges like we're talking about.
Okay. All right. So talk to me more about the PERS plus Salmonella trial.
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking a lot about these co-infections, and we believe Provent ECL can help promote health and performance during these co-infections.
Okay.
But we wanted to test the hypothesis under controlled conditions. So we worked with Dr. Zuckerman at the University of Illinois to experimentally induce a PERS by Salmonella challenge. So both a viral and bacterial challenge, 2 treatments, control versus Provent ECL. And what we saw is those Provent ECL-treated pigs had less pathogen load for PERS and Salmonella in the lung, less severe lung damage, and the biomarkers also showed that Provent ECL was boosting the immune system during that challenge.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So a lot of producers here today. Matt, when they go home, what do you want them thinking about when they walk through the barn and manage the health?
Well, I think producers today are really well equipped to handle a single health challenge or a single pathogen, but our PathConnex data is showing that 86% of the time, there's more than one pathogen to that holy shike moment that we referenced earlier. And to deal with that holy shike moment, we've got to think about a program's approach involving biosecurity, management factors, nutrition, as well as health to really help address the challenge and set those pigs for success. So when you're building that toolbox to deal with this challenge, we believe Provent ECL is a tool that belongs in there that can help promote health and performance during these scenarios.
Yeah. And as soon as you see a problem, you've got to take action as
soon
as you see a
problem. That's right. They're going to be additive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only going to get worse from there. Matt, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh, go to unitedanh.com for more information on
That's right. / swine health to find out more about co-infections.
/swine health. Excellent. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that very much. That is Matt Ritter. He's the Senior VP R&D at United Animal Health. Davis, we're wrapping things up for our first show down here in Des Moines, buddy.
I feel like it went very, very well.
Well, if you will notice, animal health and PERS in particular came up in all of the conversations that we had down here on our first show. So already a trend is developing on what guys are talking about down here. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to be right back here at the Farm Journal Pork booth this afternoon at the World Pork Expo here on AgriTalk.
At United. United Animal Health, we all share a love for animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/55 to learn more.
24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with auto pay for well-qualified customers plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
You're listening to WRDN.